Here is the gate, said Lord Rump, just ahead of us. Look poorly, my dear. Duckling clutched his hand as if she was too weak to stand without it, and staggered forward. There was a different man on duty now. A flaming torch lit up his greasy cheeks, and the sword at his side looked well used. He nodded to Lord Rump and Duckling. Outsiders, how are you liking the stronghold?
Oh, we are liking it very much, said Grandpa with a worried smile. The food is excellent, and so is the company. My only concern is my granddaughter.
He nodded towards Duckling.
She has a painful condition known as galloping thrombophlebitis, and because we were not expecting Her Grace's very kind invitation to stay, we left her medicine at home.
Duckling groaned pitifully.
Oh, Grandpa, it hurts.
Hush, my dear, murmured Lord Rump. You will be better soon. He turned back to the soldier.
Can you let us through? We will come straight back as soon as we have the medicine.
The soldier rubbed his hand across his mouth.
Does Arms Mistress Krieg know you're here?
She was the one who gave us permission, said Grandpa.
Duckling groaned again.
Grandpa patted her hand and said to the soldier, You see how she suffers.
That seemed to be enough for the gate man. He wiped his nose on his sleeve.
Make sure you come straight back.
Then he unbolted a little gate that sat inside the big one and dragged it open. Outside the stronghold, the city guards turned and stared. The wind whipped at their coats. The moon glinted off their helmet spikes. In another hour, thought Duckling, we'll be packing our bags. By this time tomorrow, we'll be gone from Newholt.
We shall see you again shortly,
Grandpa said to the gate man, and he and Duckling stepped through the gate.
At least they tried. Ow! Yelped Duckling. The devil of it, cried Grandpa, and they both flinched back from whatever they'd run into.
There was nothing there, just clear moonlight, and the men outside the gate sniggering as if they'd seen this sort of thing before. The skin on the back of Duckling's neck prickled. She reached out to the open gateway and her fingers struck a solid wall. An invisible wall.
Grandpa, she whispered.
No, said Lord Rump, it cannot be. It must not be.
He patted the invisible wall and struck it with his cane. Duckling poked at it, kicked it, and tried to edge past it. Grandpa put his shoulder to it. It made no difference. The gate would not let them pass.
Grandpa grabbed the soldier's arm. We have to get out. Tell us how to get out.
If I knew that, said the man, do you think I'd be standing here?
But we are outsiders, cried Lord Rump.
Not any more, said the man, as he pulled the little gate shut and bolted it again. You have stayed past middle night. Now you belong to the stronghold.